Oh, hey, everyone. Welcome back to Softpreneur Podcast. We're going to get a little vulnerable today and share a little bit about our own business building journey. Not all of our careers in marketing and healing, but really just the last couple of years, how we came together to start the agency, what we went through through that, and then also how we are attempting to take a spiritual and aligned way of moving forward with our business that takes into account the energetics that we want to be living in, not just, the big financial goals we're trying to meet. So yeah, thanks for being here.
Yay. Yeah. And it's funny because it feels like we both had some resistance to recording this episode. We maybe knew, we're going to peel back the curtain. And a big thing that I think came through at the beginning of this year, and we can talk a little bit about the making of All Connected, but we started in January of 23. So we're about almost two years in. And it felt like the invitation for this year was stepping into visibility. And this is another level of it, right? And it's just a reminder that something that might seem small, like for us, we do talk about ourselves and our businesses inside various containers, but to put it out there and have a solo episode where it's like, hey, this is who we are, what we do, our origin story, and all the things we could easily tell clients and people to do. It might be a small action, but it might be a big action internally at the same time.
Yeah, I love it. And so I want to out myself with, I was one of the first people to get let go because of AI, artificial intelligence, in 20, so for about 3 years leading up to 2023, yeah, really mid 2020 and on. At first I was working through Shanti, but then on my own, I was working with a software company, Interact Quiz Hosting Software. I love them. I love the people who run it. We still use that for any quizzes that we write or build for people. And in mid 2022, myself and Francine, who is a big part of All Connected, she's our head designer who is on consultation for every single project. Anyway, we were asked to create a done-for-you quiz agency for Interact. And that was cool. We went all in and worked hard on it. And then we were we should also do something for ourselves while we're doing that, which was really good because in January of 2023, Interact decided to go all in on AI rather than done-for-you quizzes. And we both let go. Alisa was writing quizzes for us at that time for Interact. So by proxy, she also let go. And I think just to be really transparent with numbers, in February of 2023, I'm pretty sure I paid out subcontractors over $5,000 and took in exactly $0, no money in that month entirely. And also went on a 3-week Mexico vacation that I had already booked and paid for most of. So that was so crazy. I barely spoke about it. I made some incendiary TikToks that I never posted about getting dropped for AI. And it really was a blessing though, because although I wasn't an employee of Interact, I would go for a run at night and be thinking about how to build that business for them. And I had helped them create a coaching program and a community. And it was almost my entire creative brain was on Interact. So yeah, that month of not having work, where we actually, Alisa and I and Francine, just crushed hard to get our own website out and start to launch, I feel like it was actually really in service to me, because I think it took almost that whole month to take my brain and my heart back to myself.
Yeah, it's kind of an amazing story how we all came together and the timing of it all. And we both work with To Be Magnetic, Lacey Phillips' neural manifestation program. And when I think about it, it's we were sort of born out of a rock bottom, as Lacey would call it. And what Lacey says, though, is there's an opportunity to up-level in a rock bottom if you're kind of doing the work and walking, walking the path and the energetic hygiene, if you will. And for me, I was at both like a pinnacle moment in my life and one of the hardest times, which I think a lot of women find themselves in, because I just had my first baby. And so I was postpartum. And I lost a main client. Like I took a month maternity, but not really. But that's also that's part of my birth story. And part of my like initiation into this next phase of womaning for me, which we go into a little bit in the Kelly Brogan episode. But I found myself in December, right before All Connected, like new mom, new house we bought a historic home in Georgia from the 1840s, totally beautiful, no heat, no HVAC. Georgia's warm, but there was some unseasonably cold time. So there was this Christmas we had and it was like 13 degrees Fahrenheit outside in Georgia. And we were all like bundled and huddled together. And like, you know, it was a very strange moment of like, no real client work, like Wim Hof experiment at home and like postpartum hormones. And a lot of surrender and a lot of prayer and All Connected was co-created. Like, I think, and it's funny in some ways from us having like a root chakra, like kind of like reaction to like, all right, we got to make stuff happen. And I did speak to a Vedic astrologer about a year later. And he said, everything in your chart was being fully rebooted at that time, kind of like a full system reboot. And I feel that. And I am so grateful. I'll just tell you guys and all the listeners that it rebooted into like this expression, which it was, I think it's one of those like reminders that if we can take everything that happens as like for our good, ultimately, and maybe that's a little Pollyanna of me, but it is what I believe, like we can use all of these things that happen. Like it's also been such an invitation, Dawn, I feel, for both of us to step in a deeper level of sharing our gifts, of creating a business that's way more expressive of who we are together, of like stopping hiding behind other brands and businesses and to step up in a new level in a new way. And it's been really cool to see who's been magnetized into our ecosystem from our working together in this energetic way all the time.
All the time, energetic. Yeah, it's such a good point bringing up that like what we created at a rock bottom. And I think that when a rock bottom hits, you could go one way or the other, right? I wrote an email about this the other day, but I was like, oh my God, sometimes it feels like there's so much to do in an online business that like most weeks, or I said quarter, but I meant Monday. Most Mondays you like want to like burn it all down. And I'm like, well, you know, actually my like, I don't really pay a lot for my living expenses. I could totally just be a bartender again and have no responsibility at all. And that would not be as fun as co-creating with Elisa, working with our amazing clients and really like discovering ourselves and our creativity and our art through this process of marketing and also showing up for people. And over the last, so I guess we're almost at, you know, 2 years, a year and a half. Over the last year and a half, we have held all sorts of different hats for different business owners. And in a way that we probably never would have been able to if you were still working for the supplement company that you were with, or I was still working for the software company. Because we open every single one of our containers with our clients with like prayer, like literally first we make sure that they're down with that, but they are. And it's this prayer that Elisa gives that is really inclusive of all spiritual practices. But yeah, we open with prayer and we allow spirit to help us to serve others. And it's like, we didn't know you, like if you should download our services PDF. We really need to update it because when Elisa and I, Franzine, got together and we were like, okay, let's make a little menu. I guess designers do this a lot. Not all copywriters do, but it's like, let's make a little menu of what we can do. And we were like, holy F, we have done and crush at so many things from like, you know, one-off consulting projects to, we can run your entire marketing department and have, I've held two CMO positions outside of All Connected, but from within All Connected since we started. But we were doing like so many like launches, which we still love to do. We just finished an amazing launch with Chelsea Nicole from Little Mountain Ranch Community. She's amazing. She's like a homesteading queen and teaches other people how to like take small steps or large steps to more like self-sufficiency with their food. And also, if you're a person who launches, you know that can be really stressful. And the type of space that we hold for these launches, not for Chelsea, she was like holding my nervous system, but it's like we're holding our clients' nervous systems through their launches, as well as writing their copy and designing and doing the strategy. So I'm going off on this launch thing, but like that was a big part of where we started, what we were doing and what we had done so much of, because we had been working with Shanti doing quiz funnels before, but we also got into branding and brand strategy. And that energetically felt so good because we were able to like meet people and then dig into them, ask them really intelligent questions and really like find out who they were and then reflect it back to them in such a way that they felt more like themselves and then also more comfortable to show up online and, you know, do their work and be in service and also help them create like beautiful, aesthetically pleasing and magnetizing brands as well. Yeah. So anything from a launch to a full brand to everything in between. We were running social media for a while for a client and we don't do that anymore.
No, we don't. Although it's funny because we do know how to do social media really well. And it was such a gift to learn and for us to be like, oh, we can clip reels and we can write captions and we can run content development. And I think that's probably why we landed like for anyone who, hi, we're All Connected and we do branding and websites for amazing clients, visionaries in the holistic space and in the wellness space, coaches, course creators. That's sort of the bread and butter of what we do as for clients. And we also teach people how to do that for themselves. So we, just to give like a little primer, because people have been like, well, shouldn't you tell everybody who you are and what you do and like maybe brag about yourselves a little bit? So, oh my gosh, brag about ourselves. But yes, we also run a program called Holistic Business Society, where we help incredible business owners self-initiate really into deeper levels of this visibility and vulnerability that we're speaking about. And it's really cool. It's almost like our business satsang, like this business deep time where we do mindset and constellations and walk people through their launches and walk people through their copy. And I was going to say, it feels like the reason branding and websites are so sparkly and at home for us is because they really encompass like, how do I show up as myself? How do I give people a generous place to understand who I am and what I do? And what we've learned from creating all of these brand strategies is that it's a very similar process to where Dawn and I came up in conversion copywriting. And we studied with copy hackers and some of like the best copywriters probably in the world, the world over, to tell you the truth. And the types of research deep dives we would go on for clients and customers before we touch any line of copy is a process we use and I think helps us to stand out in our brand strategy. So we go from these research deep dives, understanding people's clients and customers and ecosystem and messaging, and we steep in their world like method actors. And then It's this beautiful act of copywriting, really, to distill that almost like the translator. And that's a brand archetype. Like, I take the complex and I make it simple. I am a messenger of meaning. And so that's what we do as brand strategists. We reflect back to people like the cosmos of what they do in a few sentences, from their vision to their mission to their brand voice to their key messages and core content, and make sure that they have that clarity and alignment so that they can move forward fearlessly as creators, feeling seen in themselves. And it's like that authentic, to bring it back to TBM, it's like that authentic code piece, like they are in themselves And then people can see them more clearly in this kind of saturated online world we are a part of.
Yeah. And I feel like something that's reflected back to us from all of our clients, whether that's like coaching clients or like done for you one-on-one, or we have like this book doulaship container that's super fun too. But it's like we give people permission to be themselves, or we give them permission to give themselves permission to be themselves and to embrace where they're at on the journey and redefine what success looks like. And you can listen to our episode with Shanti because she speaks about that too. You know, we've all been duped to think that success means like I gotta hit 7 figures this year or I'm not successful. And I really think that working with the authentic code energetics and holding space for people to like come home to who they are serves them in serving their people in a way that most brand strategists, business coaches, or copywriters, not to like compare because there's no comparison, but in a way that that's like not really available in a lot of containers and with a lot of marketers. So yeah, it's because we do this with each other back and forth every day, every week. And we are like, we just had a sit down last week where we spent like 3 hours really mapping out like what it is that lights us up the most in our business and how we can do more of that rather than, you know, chasing anything outside of ourselves that is not in alignment.
Amen. Yeah. We're excited to keep filling you in on our journey. And it's also really funny because a lot of people come into our world, like you said, Dawn, thinking that they're like, this is what success means for them. This is their goal. And they kind of like several times we've seen that part of our medicine is helping people get clear on like, oh, this was the thing I wanted underneath the thing that I said I wanted. And we do help people hit metrics and KPIs and all those fun things. And we also help people like do it from such a radically aligned place. And that is the dance we dance constantly. And it makes business really fun because we kind of feel like we're two healing practitioners making magic together all day, every day. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Let's close out this episode because we're trying to keep it a shorty for you guys. But let's close out this episode because we realize one of the things that we do regularly is this like busting through business blocks, abundance activation thing. So that's like our newest offer we're going to throw out there. We sort of like do it in our one-on-one containers and in our coaching regularly. But now we'll put a link to it because yeah, that's like, we realize like what's the most fun thing for us to do and what outside of doing all the marketing for everyone and or guiding people's launches, what has made the biggest difference for our clients and is literally coming together, centering ourselves in prayer. And then like I have like a Kali's sword sort of thing where I can like see through BS and call you on it really easily, generally with love, unless it's been too much of the same BS. And then, Elisa has this ability to literally channel like universal wisdom in this like loving, prayerful way and speak to it. So I don't know if you want to give a little bit more context, Elisa, and then we'll close out for today.
Yeah, I'll give the tiniest bit and we can chat more about what this magic that we share for clients probably on another episode. I'm tagging us. This is a part one. And yeah, so I do these tune-ins that when I started learning Reiki, I realized I could hear messages. And now that I'm a disciple of Yogananda, I do that with Yogananda's lineage in mind, which was very inclusive of all faiths and all religions. So I work with prayer and then I just kind of open up to what I hear. And I like to say it's like the space I go into in meditation. I also connect to ascended master energy like Saint Germain or Kuan Yin or Mary Magdalene or who we're feeling today. And I hear messages for you. And often in this space, people have more ability to hear their own intuition. Or if you don't hear, if you have a different kind of sense, to be in touch with your intuitive dial more deeply. And then together, me and Dawn like off of each other and create a lot of clarity. And Dawn's Kali sword just pinpoints exactly what you need to hear. But I am sensitive and I don't find it too harsh. I live for it. So if this sounds fun to you, we're going to link to it. And yeah, thanks for listening. We'll fill you in on much more soon.
Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Softpreneur Podcast. If it resonated with your ethos and your soul, we would be so grateful to you if you leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast.
This helps us grow so much, and it also helps more visionary business owners find the show so they can make their dream life their real life. So many blessings and love.